This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Rain and cooler weather today should help fire crews working on the NCAR fire near Boulder. Meanwhile, safety officials are hearing complaints that the initial evacuation area for the fire was larger than necessary and frustrating for nearby residents. Boulder Fire and Rescue says officials don't have precise control over who receives evacuation orders from the emergency alert system they use. Public Information Officer Mario Washburn.
That's not us pushing the button and saying this exact mapping area. It's us pushing the button, and then the cell phone tower is determining what towers they need to activate in order to get the message to reach within that area.
Fire crews are making progress, but people nearby could see smoke from the fire for another week or so. The state is making progress against COVID-19, but officials say there's still more to do. More than 2 million Coloradans have had three vaccine shots. About 30% of those eligible are missing the third shot that's needed to be considered fully vaccinated. The state health department's Heather Roth.
So just a reminder, booster doses are available at more than 1,900 locations across the state and are very helpful in preventing hospitalization and death.
She says 1 million Coloradans are still unvaccinated. The Colorado Supreme Court says part of the state's law on harassment and bullying is unconstitutional. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Lawmakers modified the harassment law in 2015 to criminalize cyberbullying. The measure was named after a Colorado teen who attempted suicide after being bullied on social media and the internet. However, the court struck down the law's phrasing about speech that's, quote, intended to harass. They say it's too broad and restricts protected speech, to which one of the law's backers, Senator Rhonda Field, says,
"You've just given the argument to an offender who will just use that to continue that behavior."
The court's ruling still prohibits communication that threatens bodily injury or property damage or is obscene. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's more at cpr.org.